Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday morning, March 30th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. KUAF Night with the Naturals will be April 24th at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together as the Naturals host the Springfield Cardinals at 7.05 p.m. KUAF tickets are only available by calling 927-4063 or click the banner at KUAF.com to email in an order. A portion of ticket sales will benefit your public radio station, KUAF 91.3 FM. Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville may be a secret now, but it won't be for long. We'll explain why and also find out how distance education will have a bigger footprint at the University of Arkansas School of Law next fall. But first, in the olden days, your local apothecary prepared your medication as prescribed by your physician. The pharmaceutical industry now takes care of that, mass-producing everything from prescription Ambien to Xanax. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports this morning, the lost art of individualized compounding is undergoing a revival.
For generations, Collier Drug has served as the corner pharmacy in Fayetteville. It's since expanded to 8 locations, including the special compounding pharmacy in Johnson, established in 2012. Pharmacy tech Carl Corbel carefully mixes a bioidentical HRT prescription under a ventilator hood inside the compounding lab.
What I'm doing here is making a compounded gel including estriol, estradiol, and progesterone.
Now, when we get sick, most of us purchase mass-produced prescription medicine prepared by multi-billion-dollar pharmaceutical drug companies. Collier compounding pharmacists provide a range of custom-prepared capsules, liquids, and topical medicines, sterile preparations such as eye drops, custom-flavored syrups, palliative or hospice products, even veterinary prescriptions. Medications are prepared without fillers, preservatives, dyes, or potential allergens. Pharmacy manager Andrew Mize takes us on a tour, starting with the sterile processing section.
The first room we enter is called our sterile prep room. What we do here is actually get the medications ready to sterilize. So this room will store our chemicals, our syringes, the different equipment that we would need. The scale that we use is called an analytical scale, meaning it goes down to a fraction of a milligram is how accurately we can measure the chemicals that we use. And every formula that we do is specific to not only the amount of ingredients and how much we weigh of each ingredient, but also step-by-step process on how to make it accurately.
The next room serves as a staging area between sterile prep and clean room.
Different injections. We can do corticosteroid injections. We can do vitamin injections. We do eye drops, nasal irrigations.
Business has doubled over the past 2 years, says Andrew Mize. The demand for compounded medicines can be traced to women starting in the late 90s seeking a healthier and less cruel alternative to manufactured hormone replacement therapy. Mass-produced HRT drugs like Premarin, conjugated equine estrogen, is derived from the urine of pregnant mares, horses that spend most of their lives confined to narrow stalls. But Andrew Mai says more women are finding relief using plant-based compounded prescription bio-HRT.
Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, BHRT as it's commonly called, is, I would consider, our bread and butter. That's probably about 70% of what we do. We actually have taken the initial just making the creams from doctors' prescriptions. We actually now offer a consultation service that looks more in depth. We actually have a pharmacist on staff that's her primary job is to sit down with patients, to do consultations, to go through what their list of symptoms are. We actually have a test that we can do that looks at the specific hormone levels. So that way we're not just going by symptoms, but we're actually treating what that patient specifically needs.
Next, we walk into the lab where capsules, gels, and creams are prepared. Here, two part-time pharmacists as well as three technicians are working to fill more than 50 prescriptions per day.
The way that our system works, again, a focus on quality and safety for the patient. The prescription is first entered according to the prescription given by the doctor. Then that specific prescription is linked to a specific formula. Again, each of our chemicals, in order to maintain quality and safety, each chemical is individually barcoded, and each formula is specific to that using that chemical. So we can trace every lot, every chemical to exactly what it was used in.
A compounding pharmacy can also prepare topical transdermal creams for patients who can't tolerate certain manufactured oral medications.
We instead customize medications so a patient can receive a dose that is specific for them. And so we are typically making one dose at a time, one patient at a time.
Certain unprofitable medications can be discontinued by a pharmaceutical firm, but a compounding center can formulate it and, when needed, blend several medications into a single dosage prescription. Compounders depend on U.S.-based companies like the Professional Compounding Centers of America to source top-quality chemicals. Compounded prescriptions are ordered by licensed physicians, as well as nurse practitioners and veterinarians. And the cost of compounded medications are surprisingly affordable.
The typical monthly prescription is going to range anywhere between $25 and $50, just depending on exactly what it is. So typically a little bit more than your generic copays, but oftentimes less expensive than your brand name copays.
All pharmacies do some level of in-house compounding, some much more than others, like Collier's. But in Arkansas, we also have three licensed to outsource large quantities of medication. One such firm in Massachusetts was forced to shut down in 2012 after a meningitis outbreak caused by contaminated steroid pain injections killed 64 people and sickened more than 700 across the country. That led to passage of a new federal law, the Drug Quality and Security Act, requiring outsourcers to register with the FDA and submit to federal inspections. John Clay Kirtley is executive director of the Arkansas State Board of Pharmacies.
Although the law has been passed, the law has a lot of different technical issues that have yet to be resolved. There will be some rulemaking and regulation writing that will still have to be vetted through the process. In addition to that, there are also potentials for around the nation having new types of permits and new types of oversight. What I can speak to, though, is currently even the three pharmacies that we have that are already signing up for these outsourcing permits, you know, Arkansas is a little bit unique compared to a lot of states because we have professional pharmacists that are our inspector investigators. They've had additional training for things like sterile compounding, which is what most of this outsourcing is speaking to. And we inspect these facilities at least annually.
Andrew Mize is a graduate of UAMS College of Pharmacy, which provides state-of-the-art courses on compounding, but he also takes lots of continuing education courses.
I feel like I've only scratched the surface on what's out there. It changes every day. And the unique opportunities that you have to meet a specific need for a patient, where a patient has searched for maybe years for an answer to a certain illness or a certain treatment that they're looking for.
For example, treating joint pain with compounded prescription topical creams.
A lot of patients prefer the topical analgesics because they don't have to take it by pill. They're getting the medication they need directly where the pain is, rather than taking a pill that is more associated with more side effects.
Over-the-counter compounded pain creams are also for sale out front in the lab's store adjacent to the waiting room, along with diaper rash, migraine, and sleep aid remedies. So what's the best seller?
Probably, I would say, a toss-up between our migraine busters and our goodnight capsules. We can't seem to keep them made up enough. We sell them that quick. We actually just made a batch of our goodnight capsules yesterday and have already sold several of the bottles. So,
compounding pharmacies can be found across the state, with four in Northwest Arkansas. And the Arkansas Pharmacists Association counts nearly 100 pharmacists in its Compounding Academy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.